Welcome back to Building the Bakken. I'm your host, Jason Spiess. In this segment of our 2014 Bakken Energy Policy Special, we talk with Anthony Magnell, candidate for North Dakota Tax Commissioner. Once again, a reminder of the ground rules. Each candidate received the questions in advance. They have 3 minutes to answer the question. All interviews were done face-to-face, and we ask that the candidates refrain from mentioning the opponent's name within their response, that they stick to their ideas, platforms, and thoughts. This is Anthony Magnell, candidate for North Dakota Tax Commissioner.
Tell me why the people of North Dakota should cast their vote for you, Tony Magnell, Tax Commissioner of North Dakota.
I believe that I would be uniquely suited to the job because I approach it from a libertarian standpoint. And if you talk to the right person, a libertarian tax commissioner is almost a contradiction of terms. Libertarians don't like taxes. We try and reduce taxes and government overreach at every chance we get. And a tax commissioner is uniquely positioned to monitor what will no doubt be a big problem here in North Dakota of fraud, waste, and abuse as we start to deal with this Leviathan oil fund coming in. It's not too much to say that we could fall prey to some of the same things that happened in Dubai when they found all their oil wells. Suddenly, a huge garish city springs up out of the desert where there was nothing, and there's corruption and oil wealth going to just a very few people and everyone else kind of struggling. So if I were tax commissioner, I would be on the lookout for that kind of corruption and that kind of fraud, waste, and abuse. And there's also a tendency for governments to grow very large once they get a lot of money. They think they need to spend it on more government programs. That's not necessarily the best way to go for North Dakota. I also think I'm uniquely positioned because I'm a technology expert, and I don't hear any of the other tax commissioners talking about new cryptocurrencies, possibilities of the blockchain for doing other government functions. I won't go into the blockchain, I've only got a little bit, but I highly recommend that people go look up cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin and understand the technology of the blockchain, because if you don't understand it today, it's all you're going to be talking about in 5 years' time, I guarantee it. It is a humongous technology, and we're just beginning to understand how it's going to affect us. But I guarantee it's going to change how we do government, how we do taxation, how we do money policy in this country, and nobody understands it. I do.
Next question. What are your current views, platforms, and or thoughts on the oil and gas producing counties and the current distribution system?
Well, certainly they're bearing the brunt of what is a boon for all of North Dakota. And I think it's appropriate that in our current infrastructure that they receive a larger portion of the taxation to help with that infrastructure. I like local control of tax money. The more local we can make tax money, the better. That's always been my policy. And I'd also like to explore other options, too. From a private sector standpoint, if I want to go build a toll road, I'm going to make a lot of money in that part of the state. Is it necessarily the government that has to come in and be responsible for every part of this infrastructure, or can we open it up to some newer ideas, some new innovation, for helping that part of the state, and to see what's possible with the private market as well. But it's libertarian hopeful thinking. With the current infrastructure we have for taxation, just to answer your question shortly, it is appropriate that they receive a larger percentage of tax funds to help infrastructure in that part of the state.
Next question. What are your views, platforms, thoughts on the current oil and gas extraction taxes?
Everybody in North Dakota is affected by the oil in Bakken, whether it's traffic or incoming crime or strain on school systems that have so many more students. Everyone needs to benefit from the oil wealth that's coming in. So, yes, I'm in favor of taxing that wealth that's being made over there because, like I said, everyone is affected by the process. And I'd like to see that money continue to go into the legacy fund. And I think the legislature is able to tap that money in 2017. I'd like to push that back and not allow them to tap it so soon and just grow that fund to the point where North Dakota no longer needs an income tax. And maybe we can even do some property tax relief. I've said before with property tax relief, though, again, if Bismarck is handing out money to local municipalities, a lot of times it's going to come with some preconditions or whatever. I'd like to not see that. I'd like to see block grants. If they are going to do property tax, they are going to get into that game. I'd like to see a block granted to the cities with no preconditions and let the cities spend it how they see. But, you know, by and large, I think North Dakota is well positioned to be a state that can remove its income tax entirely and then watch the businesses flood in here and the technology and the students. And I mean, it would be great for North Dakota. That's what I'd love to see.
And that was Anthony Magnell, candidate for North Dakota Tax Commissioner. To listen to other candidate interviews from our 2014 Bakken Energy Policy Special, visit our website at www.buildingthebakken.com. The 2014 Building the Bakken Energy Policy Special is sponsored by MBI Energy Services, cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Visit their website at www.mbienergyservices.com. MBI Energy Services, cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. The Crude Life Photography. When you've got a project that requires a crude approach, contact the Crude Life Photography. Email sales at thecrudelife.com. That's sales at thecrudelife.com. The Crude Life Photography. When your photos need a crude approach. And Montana Rig Mat. Better mats, better prices. Montana's original rig mat company, Montana Rig Mat. Visit their website at www.mtrigmat.com. Montana's original rig mat company, Montana Rig Mat.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBI Energyservices.com.